It remained dormant until the spring of 1980, when a magnitude 4.2 earthquake jolted the volcano awake. This started a series of earthquake swarms totaling to over 10,000 earthquakes, eruptions of ash, the opening of fresh craters, and eventually signs of moving magma. Scientists were most worried about the bulge forming on the northern side of the volcano, as by early May it was expanding by 1.5 meters daily. They worried that a landslide from the bulge could trigger a large eruption and pressured authorities to evacuate the area surrounding Mount St. Helens.